Let me begin my sermon this morning with the concept of eternity. If you have a steel ball, solid steel, the size of this earth, which is 25,000 miles in circumference, and every 1 million years a little sparrow would be released to land on that ball, to sharpen his beak and fly away, and only to come back another 1 million years later and begin all over again. And by the time the little sparrow would have worn that ball down to the size of a BB, eternity would have just begun. In other words, it helps us to think of what's that concept of eternity. Now, before I go further, I invite you to turn to your neighbors to form a group of two or three people. Just if you are sitting alone, perhaps you want to move to your neighbor to discuss the following questions for the next couple of minutes. The first question is, what is eternal life? Your understanding of eternal life. Second question, does everyone have it? Third question, do I have it? Last question, if not, how can I have it? You get that? So I want you to just go to your neighbors and form a group of two or three and discuss the following question one more time. What is eternal life? Does everyone have it? Do I have it? If not, how do I have it? Now, I'm sure you could go on for the next 30 minutes, right? But let me move on. Keep those questions and the concept of eternity in your mind, okay? First question, what is eternal life? Let me begin with a secular definition. Oxford Dictionary defines eternal life is life without an end, or life that exists and continues forever. My humble definition, eternal life is that lasts for eternity. I don't think I added any meaning to it. It's just reinterpreting the words, right? I just say it in a different way. Now, that's the reality. Many believers today follow this concept. What is eternal life? That's the life that lasts forever and ever. However, that's a more like a secular understanding and definition. And we need to know what the Bible says about eternal life. Biblical definition is absolutely different. Now, I studied on this topic, and the Bible expresses and explains eternal life in several different ways, but they all boil down to the four aspects of eternal life. Number one is eternal life is the life that is lived in the presence of God. I'll explain to you later. The second aspect is that eternal life is God's free gift through Jesus Christ. And third aspect is that eternal life is to know God and Jesus Christ as the Messiah. The last aspect is that eternal life begins here and now, and it culminates in heaven after physical death. Now, let me unpack them one by one. First, I said eternal life is the life everlasting that is lived in the presence of God. You remember the second question, does everyone have eternal life? I mean, every human being who was born and died in human history, do they all have eternal life with no exception? Well, the answer depends. It all depends. I love that English phrase. It all depends on how you define and understand what eternal life is, really. If you mean that every human soul never perishes and goes on forever and ever beyond physical death, and that's eternal life, then the answer is yes. Everyone has eternal life. However, in the biblical sense, the answer is no. Because the Bible plainly says that not everyone will have eternal life. Okay? For example, those people whose names are not recorded in the book of life, according to Revelation, they don't have eternal life. In heaven, no sorcerers, no fornicators, no murderers, and no idol worshippers, no liars will be in the presence of God in heaven. So my understanding is that not everyone will have eternal life. Now please listen very carefully. The eternal life defined in the Bible is far different from the way some people today may understand or use what eternal life is. That's why I said we gotta just know what the Bible says about eternal life. Eternal life in the Bible not only covers the life that goes on forever and ever, but it also means the life in the presence of God. In other words, if the life is not lived in the presence of God, even though it lasts forever, it is not eternal life, according to the Bible. And that's why in the Bible, eternal life is also interchangeably used with other phrases such as the kingdom of God and one word, heaven, which is God's dwelling place. Apart from God, the Bible says there is no eternal life because God himself is life. No God, no eternal life. And that's why I believe, and safely could say, that atheists who do not believe in the existence of God will not and do not have eternal life. It's different, isn't it? Now let me repeat. Even though everyone's soul goes on forever and ever beyond physical death, if their eternity is not lived in the presence of God who is holy, it is not eternal life. In fact, the Bible calls such a life eternal judgment, eternal punishment, or eternal fire, commonly known as hell, where torment continues day and night and forever. The last sentence, torment continues day and night and ever, just direct quote from the Revelation 20:10. So what is the first aspect of eternal life? It is the life everlasting that is lived in the presence of God. We need to know that. The second aspect of eternal life is this. It is obtained through Jesus Christ alone because Christ himself is eternal life. Folks, you are hearing all the words directly quoted from the Bible. I didn't make this up, okay? You need to pay attention. Eternal life is only obtained through Jesus Christ alone because Christ himself is eternal life. Everyone asks the next question, how do I have eternal life? Right? Only through Jesus Christ. The Bible answers and declares because Jesus Christ himself alone is eternal life, as I said. Eternal life is where? Where is it found? In Christ. The scripture says eternal life is hidden in him. Imagine this. You open the box and you find, whoa, gift in it. That's eternal life. Okay? But you must have that box. And that box is Christ. Well, listen to the word of God. 1 John chapter 5. God has given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Very simple as that. No Christ, no eternal life, and there's no other way. Now the Bible says that our spirit is dead and was dead in our sins before we met Christ. Okay? So our spirit is dead until we meet Jesus and accept him as Savior and Lord. When we invite Christ into our hearts, he comes in and his spirit begins to abide in us, dwells in us. So as our spirit becomes united with Christ as one, the spiritual fusion takes place in us. And the Christ eternal life turns our dead spirit into a live spirit again. And eternal life then begins in us. And although eternal life is given to us by God as a free gift, it's not like a Christmas package, you know, you open the box and the box is one thing and you yourself another. No. Eternal life is not separate from us. The gift of eternal life is hidden in Christ. So when Christ comes into us, so does the eternal life come into our lives, and it becomes part of us. The Bible also says that eternal life is an unmerited gift. You cannot earn it. Okay? You don't have to earn it through your good deeds. So if you think, oh, I'm going to be good, I will not lie, I will not, you know, hurt anybody, and therefore I'll get eternal life. No. Gift is a gift. It depends on the giver, right? So it's unmerited gift. No matter how good we think we are, we cannot earn it. So to answer the question, how do we obtain eternal life? By believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord and walking in Him. You need to take the whole package, Jesus, and when you open it, you'll find eternal life. You cannot separate them. So what's the third aspect of eternal life? I said eternal life is to know God and to know Jesus the Messiah. Here is a profound truth. Jesus said in his prayer, as David, you know, introduced, in his prayer to God, he said, eternal life is to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom God has sent. The key phrase here is to know Jesus Christ. You know why I promote this year to know Jesus Christ? Is everything is connected so that we may have eternal life. Now, I already explained to you last Sunday, to know, the meaning of the word to know means much more than just intellectual understanding of who Jesus is and what he did. Okay? It means much more than that. It's a spiritual union with him, and the real knowledge of God and real knowledge of Jesus is deep and personal. And those who know Jesus on a personal level will walk with him daily, and they will have the foretaste of eternal life here and now. Let me say it again. Those who know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom God has sent, the Bible says, have, already have, eternal life here and now. Does it answer your question? If you follow that, do I know the only true God? Do I know Jesus Christ whom God has sent? Then you have eternal life here and now. Listen to what John 5:24 says. Jesus says, anyone who believes in him already has eternal life. Okay, it's a present tense. You know, years ago I served on a board of ordained ministry in our New Jersey annual conference. What is the board of ordained ministry? It does examine all the candidates for ordained ministry. Like if you want to be a pastor, you have to go through a certain, you know, just procedure. And this is the place that they stop, and we examine their papers and character and whatnot, and we make the decision whether the candidate is, you know, fit for the ministry. Anyway, each candidate is supposed to submit their theological paper. A lot of questions. One of them is, of course, what's your understanding of eternal life? That was the question, okay? So during the Q&A session, I asked this candidate, do you have eternal life, like I asked you? Kind of throws the candidate off a little bit. So for the next few minutes, the candidate explained and talked about futuristic sense of eternal life. In other words, when we die, we'll be in the presence of God and we'll have eternal life and so on and so on. And when I told her, reminded her what the Bible says, as I do now to you, we do have eternal life because we know Christ as Lord and Savior. She was quite puzzled because she never heard of that. I'm sure some of you never heard of that. Oh, do I have eternal life now? Yes, you do, based upon what Jesus says. The eternal life I'm talking about this morning is the life that is hidden in Christ. The key phrase is that it is where? Hidden in Christ. And it is reserved for those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. In other words, you don't have to die to have eternal life. For those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, excuse me, eternal life begins in this life, here and now. You already have it. It is in your possession during your life on earth. That's the third aspect. The last aspect of eternal life is this. It is the highest and the ultimate form of eternal life is yet to come. It culminates in heaven after our physical death. Many people, Christians and non-Christians alike, associate life eternal with heaven, don't we? So that they say that the eternal life will begin 5 minutes after our physical death. And there was a pastor. He was preaching on going to heaven, and he said, "How many of you would like to go to heaven tonight?" And everyone raised their hands, but a little boy in the balcony. So the pastor tried again, "How many of you would like to go to heaven?" And everybody raised their hands, but that one little fellow in the balcony. So the pastor said to the boy, "Son, don't you want to go to heaven?" The little boy said, "Yes, someday. But I thought you were getting up a load right now." You see, even the boy thought that heaven, it's, you know, just I go when I die. And there's a legitimate reason why people think this way, because indeed the scripture talks about inheriting the eternal life after we die. It is appointed for everyone to die once, the scripture says, and after that everyone will stand before God and be judged according to what she or he has done. At the time, those who obey the Lord with all their hearts and minds, including those who have made sacrifices for the sake of Jesus in their lives and possessions, the scripture says, they will be rewarded and inherit eternal life. There we go. That's why some people, a lot of us, think that eternal life won't come until we go there. And we'll be in the presence of God forever, ever afterward. And indeed, that's the eternal life, the culmination of eternal life we all look forward to having in the end. Now let me repeat what I've said very briefly. Four aspects of eternal life. First of all, it is the life that is lived in the presence of God. You cannot separate eternal life from God. Number two, eternal life is God's free gift through Christ alone. And number three, eternal life is to know God and Jesus Christ the Messiah. So if you satisfy this condition, you do have eternal life. Therefore, the last aspect is that it begins here and now, and it culminates in heaven after our physical death. The real question is for all of us, do I have eternal life? I'm sure you do know the answer. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? That's what matters. Let's bow our heads and pray. Even though, Lord, we are living in America, where we are pulled in so many different directions, our attention, beginning with the TV, internet, all these activities and family life and so many different directions we are pulled. Sunday morning is a good time to focus and concentrate on what the Bible says and listen to God's word proclaimed. When was the last time we thought about ourselves if we have eternal life? 99% of the folks think, "I'm going to wait and find out when I die." Really? But that's quite different from what Jesus says in the Bible. Indeed, we do have eternal life already. We don't have to wait until we die to taste what is eternal life like. That is life lived in the presence of God every single day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us great gift, greatest gift of all, eternal life in Jesus Christ. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.